Today on Real Radio.
Did you know that the fifth commandment's always the fifth commandment? It doesn't stop. Now, listen, young people, listen up. When you move out and you're with your husband and your wife and you have your home, and listen, the word means here to take care also of your mom and dad in their old age. It's what it means.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack Hibbs continues his topical series on the Ten Commandments. We're taking a look at commandment number 5 today, the first in the so-called horizontal commandments, those that address our dealings with one another. And we're commanded to honor our father and mother. Pastor Jack's lesson today is also an exploration into what happens when we break this commandment. And with our lesson today, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
There's parents that are having their children view pornography. Insane. I believe that's child abuse, by the way. And if you disagree, I'd like to meet you out in the parking lot because that is evil. That's pure evil. That is pure evil. You messed up that kid for the rest of their life. They can't look at anyone the same after that. You should be arrested or just let our pastors meet you in the parking lot. Because we have to pick up the pieces of this stuff. It's terrible. And this commandment promises a very special blessing. It's the only commandment that has with it a special blessing of promise that your life will be a blessing. How? When does this happen? As I grow up in my home, when does it kick in that my life will be long upon the earth? Literally, it begins in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, where the Bible says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife." Isn't that amazing? Now watch. Boy, I'm going to say something. You're going to freak out. You're not going to like it. See, we like to think in a way that we've been conditioned. And you and I have been conditioned in an ungodly way. You want to know? I'll prove it to you. We say things like this. Until you're 18, you're going to do things my way. Where did we get that from? Where did that come from? That is not Bible. Does that mean your kid on his 18th birthday can live in your home and turn into an absolute idiot? Hey, pops, I'm 18. Get off my back. Where did we get that from? Oh, pastor, I know it's not 18. It's 21, right? Where did we get this from? The Bible says while Junior or Miss America is living in your home, they're to obey you until they go the next day and get married. Did you know that? That's the biblical model. Now watch, you're not going to like this. Tough. It's true. The statistics are overwhelming. I'm right. Here it is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to test drive life. That's what we're really saying. We're going to test drive life. We're moving out. Hey, mom and dad, I'm moving out. Oh, yeah? Where are you going? I'm going to rent an apartment with about 10 friends in a 3-bedroom apartment. It's going to be great. You ever heard this before? We're going to share the rent. This is great. So that's cool, Johnny. All of you are going to be so responsible that you're all going to pitch in and pay the rent. That's right. And you're all going to pay the light bill and the water bill and the food. And no one's going to eat your food that's got your name on it in the refrigerator. They'll never do that. And it's a good thing that the place will be clean and you're not going to have to worry about your clothes. It's going to be great. Listen, we want to go test drive. Watch. You're not going to like it. It's happened somewhere around 18 years of age to about 30-ish. It can go that far out. 18 to 30. If you are not committed, if you don't go from your parents' home to being responsible to a husband or a wife, you know what you do? You test drive life, and the statistics are overwhelming. You're going to crash. You will crash. You know why? God engineered. Listen, are you listening? Are you guys listening? Are you guys listening? Watch this. You were designed, I was designed by God to always have a responsibility and a covering over us. Watch this, a covering. You can't see it. It's invisible. It's a God thing. When you grow up, you have your parents' covering. And then when you get married, watch this. When you get married, you don't have your spouse's covering. You go from your parents who are like God in your life. They provide for you. They'll die for you. They suffer for you. They care for you. They love you. Okay? You go from that to the covering of God in a marriage. Now, I'm flying in the face of secular humanism and a culture of godlessness. I understand that. But know this, whenever a child is launched out into the world, when I say a child, I'm not insulting anybody by saying 18-year-old and beyond. I'm a child, okay? I mean, we're all kids of our parents. I understand that. But when you leave your mom and dad and you don't have a wife or a husband that creates an environment of the marital state where there's a covering by God, God covers a marriage. When that is loose, hey, man, I'm going to live it up. I don't have to answer to anybody. Oh, dear. It's so great. I can drink all the beer I want. I can do all the drugs I want. I can stay up as late as I want. I can do whatever I want. And there's kids that go to college. I'm going to college now. I don't know if that's a good idea. They're far from home. They got dad's credit card. And they got 5,000 godless people saying, hey, I got my dad's credit card, and we're so far from home. We couldn't trust our kids to take the trash can out, and now they're 1,500 miles from home, and we expect them to live? And they're failing. Listen, their faith is going down the toilet. They're crashing. They're getting pregnant or getting diseases. They're getting drunk. This is huge. You don't test drive life without God. And right now, I sound like a dinosaur. But I'm 100% right. And I'm telling you, it's overwhelming. Honor your father and mother in the Lord. It's very important that your days may be blessed upon the earth. Children are to obey their parents, listen, until they get married, as I mentioned a moment ago. Dr. H.A. Ironside says that when a marriage takes place, there's a move from God-ordained covering to the next, from parental authority to the divine authority of marriage. That's powerful. Most young people today are suffering because they've been emancipated and they're unable to cope. This verse also means, and this is a very powerful thing that is something that is a scourge in our culture, you guys. The verse also means honor your father and mother. We think, well, okay, when does our honoring stop? Did you know that the Bible here teaches the fifth commandment's always the fifth commandment? It doesn't stop. Now, listen, young people, listen up. When you move out and you're with your husband and your wife and you have your home, and listen, the word means here to take care also of your mom and dad in their old age. That's what it means. And if they can't be, you know, in Aegeus or some of these places that are like $1 billion a month, I understand they provide tremendous care. But what if you don't have that kind of money? And the young kid, the young son or the young daughter, they're married, and mom and dad or dad, and maybe mom's dead now, and dad can't get around. What are we supposed to do, man? What were you gonna do? You take him. I don't want him. You take him. That is a gross sin. And I really thank God. I thank God for the Asian culture that is here in Southern California, where they honor their parents so beautifully. We can learn a lesson from that. We've been so independent. And then, oh, you know, dad's had a stroke. Well, what does that mean? Well, he can't move his legs. He's going to have to move in with you guys. The doctor will just say, he's got to move in with you. And you see the kids go, with me? Are you kidding me? With me? So wait. When you couldn't walk, they were there for you. Did you know that? Did you forget that? When you were throwing up at 3 years old, okay, they were cleaning you up. You were pooping out of your rear end, and they were cleaning that up. And then you took all their money. By the time you reached 18, they spent almost $1 million on you statistically. Did you know that? And you want me to take care of him? Oh, man, I don't know if that's a good thing to think or say, man. We're supposed to take care of our parents in their old age. Well, isn't that what Obama cares for? That will kill your parents. Number four, honoring the Lord your God. Look at the fifth commandment. We're looking at point number four. It is this, the Lord your God. The Lord your God. The Lord your God. This is amazing. We should obey our parents cheerfully before we have to be threatened by them. We are to honor the Lord. Just young people, do you love the Lord? Yes, I love the Lord. Watch this. If you love the Lord, obey your parents. How can we love God and not obey our parents? We can't even see God. Where are you, Lord? I mean, I know you're out there somewhere, but I love you. And God says, well, that's great. If you love me and you can't see me, then you can show me how much you love me by honoring your parents, who you can see. It's really easy not to take care of somebody who you can't see. But those you can see, you need to take care of them. Now, it is the Lord who is your God. He's the absolute authority. But not all people think that way. If you're a young person listening to this right now, you need to be careful. Proverbs 14:11 says, but the house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tent of the upright will flourish. Have you ever seen somebody's life blessed? Were they blessed? Well, maybe they were obedient to God. Maybe they honored their parents. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. God says this. It's serious. These sometimes die. These rebellious children sometimes die untimely or uncommon deaths. In the case of Absalom, that's a freakish death, isn't it? The guy, young people, if you don't know about Absalom, he's an incredibly handsome son of David. David had these handsome guys, these sons. And the guy's riding along. He's got this incredible hair. He's famous for his hair. The Bible tells you how much his hair weighed. And he's like riding along. Right? It's true. That's what it says. He's riding along. And he's been a real, real absolute jerk to his friends and to his father. Arrogant, self-righteous, ambitious, having enough spirituality to be very dangerous. And he's riding along, and the Bible says he's going along there, and he goes to stoop underneath a tree where he's riding by, and his hair gets caught in the tree. Oh man, he's hanging there from his hairdo. Eventually leads to his death. That's a freakish death. The Bible says in Leviticus 20, verse 9, for everyone who curses his father and his mother will be put to death. He has cursed his father and his mother. His blood is upon his own head. Yikes! Wow. Boy, aren't you glad we're living in a time of grace and where God's mercy is his allowing his wrath to be held back? This is the same God. He's just waiting during this age, this time, the time of grace, the Bible says. So, you know, what does God think about rebellious kids? Parents and children are to honor God. It matters how we raise our kids. Proverbs 22:6 says that we should train up the child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. The family is a place, church, where the pattern of love and respect and submission to God, which is the first basis, listen, it's the first basis of order in the human family. It's the first basis of authority that's established is in the family. Listen, that child learns how to view and deal with authority over their life, parenting, and children in those homes. Children, young people, today, you need to cause yourself to be submissive to your parents because it's for God's sake. It's for the will of God that you're doing this. And by the way, children who are not raised properly and they're not disciplined and they're not led and their standards are not held to them to perform and to do this, chores and the like. Listen, mom and dad, make up stuff if you have to. Just have the kid become faithful. Teach Johnny and Susie from the beginning. Take the kid, rinse your dish. This is how you rinse your dish. And let them perfect that. Do it now. You want to know why? I'm not kidding when I tell you. Because they will be great citizens someday. They'll be great students if you do that now. A child that is raised that way, they're responsible. And they might want to talk back, but they hold their peace because you know what? Honestly, the fear of God is in their heart. God is in this family. This is from the Lord. I need to just obey my dad. You're going to mold your kids, mom and dad. Someone's molding your child right now. How many of you have kids again? Raise your hands. I need to see this. Yowza. Someone's molding your kid. Someone's molding your children. Someone's making them into something they want. Someone is putting thoughts, opinions, and a worldview in your child's mind right now. Who are those people? Do you know those people? How well do you know those people? What do they believe? What are they saying? Guess what? You and you alone will be responsible for what goes into that child's head. Did you know that? Others may get in trouble with God in the end, but you're responsible while that child's under your roof for what goes into their head. So what do you know about that? California law, State Bill SB 48, known as the Fair, Accurate, Inclusive, and Respectful Education Act of 2011. It was also known in the media as the Bully Act, to stop bullying. Y'all hear that? Guess what? The word bully doesn't appear once in the law. It has nothing to do with bullying. The news said so because somebody said so. SB 48, now it's California state law, requires public schools to teach the contributions of gays as part of history and social study classes. Instruction in social sciences shall include the early history of California and a study of the role and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans and members of other ethnic and cultural groups. Did you know that was an ethnic and cultural platform there, to the California economy, political and social development of California and the United States of America as a whole. Did you know that? You had the chance to stop it. We all had the chance to stop it. We let our voices be heard. And that's going to happen. That's coming to a school district near you. I just want to say this for the record. I thank God for our school district and our leaders of this school district. It's amazing. Our parents need to support our school board. It's very important. But God's definition of what a family is, listen, he's the creator of the universe. He's the creator of the family. You can't change that no matter what you think. You can't change. It's not, you and I don't have the authority to change that. God defines a family. And God is not listening to the wisdom of the governors of New York and California. He's not listening to them. He's not swayed by those who don't believe in natural marriage, natural family. He's not threatened by what an atheistic culture says about him. God says children are to honor their mother and their father. God says this is what a family is and this is what works. And in our 21st century, having two fathers raising a child because the government says that's the way it's going to be, in a normal world, would be a form of child abuse. No one can love a child like a mother. And that same child needs a father. Who says? God says. I rest my argument with God. He's not swayed by the 21st century. And our culture will plunge into absolute chaos. And we can now determine based upon literally how we feel on any given day what our gender is in the state of California. A child can say, I feel like a girl today. Or she can say, I feel like a man today. God is offended. If you're a girl, be a woman and love it and just be excited about how God made you. And if you're a young boy and you become a man, listen, God did not make a mistake. Well, my teacher said, I don't care. I do not care. The Bible says question everything and match it against the Word of God. We live in a very dangerous age. Believe it or not, our parents outside of God is the first authority of a child. You want to stay up all night and get sick to your stomach? Read the California State Constitution regarding your child and who has the rights over your kid. You'll be sick. Number five, honoring the generosity of God. Look at it. The fifth commandment ends with that our God is generous, that he is giving you. God is giving. In the context, he's giving them land and life. We are to honor God. We're to honor our parents because of the generosity. I know we tried to cram this amazing topic into 50 minutes of time, and it's a kind of a sad thing that we've had to do this, but young people tonight, you need to start looking at your parents. I know that there's been horrible situations of parents in your life, abusive parents, terrible parents. And I want to say this, even God can use that terrible situation to make you a tremendous person. Our God is a redeemer, and every one of us, in some way, shape, or form, have suffered in this life. That's life. And God doesn't like it, but we live in a fallen world. But let me tell you, he didn't leave us like this. He reached in to change us, and we can overcome all this. And I thank God. I thank God. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is very scary for me to say. I don't want this to be taken wrong. But right from the beginning, when Lisa and I got married, we just dove in and read every Dr. James Dobson book we could find. We were reading the Bible, and then because someday we might be pregnant. And did we make mistakes? We made mistakes. But you know what? In the areas that we needed to stay firm in, God kept our nose to the grinding wheel. And when all else fails, mom and dad, let your kids catch you praying for them every night. Let them fall asleep hearing your voice talking to God. Dear God, bless Junior. Bless Miss America right here, Father God. Just fill her with, just bless her life. And you let your kids fall asleep. You tuck them in every night until their wedding night. I mean, the night before their wedding night. You tuck them in, and you're going to weep. You're going to cry, Dad, Mom. You're going to cry on that last night. It's the last night they're going to be staying in your home forever. And you're tucking them in, and you know what? Mission accomplished. You'll have hot tears going down your face, and you're going to stand there over their bed as they're sleeping for the last time in your house, and you're going to say, God, thank you. You're amazing. You kept these kids all the way through. You're amazing, God. Your word works, and your spirit's faithful. And God, you're good all the time. And he will do that in your life. Don't settle for less. And then I just end with this. God in his generosity. In these last days, when I say last days, these evil times, I want to encourage every mom and dad to make church going with your child an absolute priority. Why? Because it's very stable for their life. You're sowing to the future. God will bless and honor you and your child for doing that. And listen, should that child be allowed to live in this crazy world, and as they get older, they'll always know down deep inside there's an anchor at this place called the church. There's a place I can go to where I'm loved. There's a place where I can go to where people care. Honor your father and your mother. God says your life will be blessed.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio. In a look at number 5 of the 10 Commandments, where we're told to honor our father and mother. It's a real close look at the benefits of keeping the family unit intact, as well as the consequences when we don't. And it's part of Pastor Jack's topical series, which takes a look at the 10 Commandments. There's more to come from this lesson of Pastor Jack's, so please be sure to join us again on Monday's edition of Real Radio. By the way, in addition to Real Radio, you can check out Pastor Jack on hischannel.com. That's hischannel.com. And look for the program called Journey with Jack Hibbs. That's the name of our half-hour television program, Journey with Jack Hibbs. But did you also know that on Wednesday nights, hischannel.com broadcasts Pastor Jack's midweek study live? That's hischannel.com. That's Wednesday nights at 7:30 West Coast time. Our telephone number here at Real Radio, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.